Welcome to the Trifecta, a horse racing podcast, currently featuring picks and analysis for Gulfstream Park by Mike from MHJ Picks. Hey folks, we're back for Saturday's Fountain of Youth card at Gulfstream Park. It's a great card of racing, 14 races. I'm going to go over each one real quick here, give you some opinions. First post is going to be at 10:30 a.m. Central Time, which is where I'm at, 11:30 on the East Coast. So it's going to be an early start to the day, but a fun day of racing, a lot of great races. We're starting off with a 7-furlong maiden special weight. I'm going to look to number 4, Temperament Twist. Claude McGahee, Jose Ortiz, and the saddle. This horse has run twice. Coming off of triple bullets, two bullets since the last race where she ran third. Should improve again here today. Number 5, Front Street, Kenny McPete and Corey Lannery. This horse should be on the lead. Could hold on. Definitely will be live and running well. Has had a nice effort last out. Number 6, Champagne Salute, is an interesting one for Pletcher, a run-happy horse. This horse is off of bullet work and has several bullet works in the rotation. I'm just interested to see how this run-happy does for Pletcher. First-time Lasix, as are most of these, debut runner here. I read Ortiz and Pletcher are 31% together, so can't argue with that. And look at number 10. Another Champagne horse here, past the Champagne, is this one here. I was looking at the names to see why they were named Champagne. This one because of the damn Champagne taste. The previous one because of Saluda, which is basically cheers. So number 10, fourth choice, George Weaver, John Velasquez, second off. This is the first time training with Weaver here, 44% right now for Weaver, first time trainers. I said second off, I meant to say second start. Was the beaten favorite on debut, lost to a horse named Slumber Party, and my top choice finished third in that race. So pretty wide open first race. Looking to score a little bit more of a price with the 4-horse, but definitely a wide open affair. Leading into the second race, which is an optional claimer for $25,000, going 1 mile. I think this horse, number 7, Nocturnal, should run away with it. Buyer speed figures are great compared to the group. Has run twice, second in the first attempt, and lost to Dr. Post, which was, you know, a pretty nice horse. And last time out, ran away with it towards the end there, won by 3 lengths over a special weight field. So I'm thinking this one has a chance to make it 2 in a row here, and by speed figures, etc., looks to dominate this field. Number 2, Beau Lemonnier, definitely has some talent, has finished 2nd place 5 times in a row, actually. Could be sitting on another 2nd place finish here today behind number 7. Want to go a little deeper and give a look to number 9, Portos. I ride Ortiz, also a Pletcher horse. This horse, they had high hopes. Put him in the Louisiana Derby last year. Had a terrible race. Came back again in allowance. Did not race very well there and has been off since. So just something to consider. Sometimes tappet horses do take a little bit of time to develop. Although I think this one is a nice horse. I don't think he can get stablemate. Going into grade 3, the Here Comes the Bride in race 3. I think this one could be as easy as 1, 2, 3 with Spanish Love Affair, the 1 horse, Mark Cassie and Tyler Gaffleone. In the mount, this horse ran last at the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Turf Filly, ran 6th place, 5 five lengths off of Aunt Pearl, Mother Earth, Miss Amulet. We all know these are some quality horses. That was a good field of horses. Previous to that, also lost to Aunt Pearl. So can't argue with this horse coming back in a grade three. Never actually run in a grade three, only a grade one and a grade two. This might be the right level of competition. Number two, Lihana, Cherie DeVoe and Edgar Zayas. Horses coming off the maiden special weight win. Previous to that, lost to a next out winner. So definitely has some talent at a hard spun. This horse was sired $35,000 for hard spun, but purchased for $440,000. So definitely has potential to live up to that. Number three, Con Lima, Todd Pletcher. Raced last in the Swedish Chant. Lost the lead in that race right at the wire, pretty much, to finish second. Before that, had run off two in a row. Definitely has the front end speed. Could definitely make it happen in this race. Number six is an interesting play that I didn't go with. It's two for two, having won Special 8 and Stakes Company. Last time out at Saratoga, is now moving on to a route race from sprinting. So it's the only reason I don't have this horse higher is just not proven at the distance. But you may want to give another look to number six. Race four, the Mac Diarmida, a grade 2 mile and 3/8 on the turf. This looks like a race that's going to go through Mike Maker. Number one, Temple, is my top choice. Has finished second three times in a row, including second place last time out to a horse here, number three, that was originally my first choice, and I made the switch and put this horse now as my second choice, which is number three, Tide of Sea, also for Mike Maker, Tyler Gaffleone. This horse won last out. I remember this race. This horse was like a morning line of 10 to 1 or so, and got bet down to 4 to 1, mainly because of the early speed. There was no other early speed in that race, and looks to maybe be the case again here today, but you never know what strategies other horses will employ. I think the 6 is going to go and maybe tire that horse out a little bit. The third runner for Mike Maker here is Aquaphobia. Nice horse, $733,000 lifetime, consistent runner. Could even end up with a Mike Maker trifecta here. Good old admissions office is running as well. The number 8 horse, round out a super maybe with that horse. Could definitely sneak in the exotics. But I'm going to go 1-3-7. Looking at race 5, maiden special weight, a mile on the dirt. So number 4, Collaborate, looks to be by pure speed number a good option here. This horse, $600,000 purchase, ran the highest last out buyer, was a beaten favorite though after coming out a little bit slow in the slop. Should have an opportunity to improve here today. Definitely one to beat, I think, in this race. Number 8, Blitz to Win, second time starter for Barkley Tag. Should improve here, although he's only 0-10 with second starters right now. This horse did lose to Candyman Rocket and Jibar. Candyman Rocket has proven to be a pretty nice horse. So Blitz to Win, number 8, I think is one you got to give a good consideration to, hoping for an improvement. Number 9 is a torpedo play that I like. Throw out that last race and the three races previous would get you in the money here. And with the right trip and a little bit of good old ingenuity by Lionel Reyes, this horse could shock here at 20-1. Horse that will probably take a lot of money, may even go off as a favorite with a couple recent bullet works, is the Chad Brown out of Tappet, Benny from the Bronx, number 6. Race number 6, Going back to the stakes race, we've got the Palm Beach, 1/16 on the turf. Good quality horses here in this race. Got a surprise here. And go to 8, Chess's Dream. The surprise to me is that this horse is not written in as a morning line favorite, even though this horse is coming off of a grade 3 victory. Has won 2 in a row, pretty convincingly, with nice late runs in both. Just don't see how this horse is not considered one of the top contenders, knowing that there are some quality horses here who just haven't had time to get to stakes company yet, like the 2, Annex, which won on debut for Bill Mott. Not usual for Bill Mott runners to win on debut, so something to think of. This horse, I remember the race, got outside and just, you know, looked great coming down the stretch. Repeat of that, going to be real tough here today. 6, Fighting Force is a pleasure horse, consistently good speeds, should factor at least in your exotics, if not pulling off the mild upset here. This is a nice breeding on this horse, just, you know, beaten favorite twice in a row. Has been the favorite of the race 3 times. One more to look at if you are so inclined. Off a bullet work is 3, Scarlet Sky. Won an optional claimer last out, kind of a tune-up for this effort. Just don't have this horse in my top 3, but is one that does worry me for some of those multi-race bets. Race 7. I'm going to go with an anchor horse here in this optional claimer. That anchor horse is actually going to be 5, Westwell Power, who's sitting 9-2 on the morning line. Kelly Breen, this horse has 3 starts, has won 2 of them, finished 2nd in 1, should be kind of in the early speed off of a bullet work. A lot of things to like here. Don't know about the blinkers on, although that's a 28% angle for Breen. So 5, Westwell Power, I'm hoping price stays up. Second choice will be 9, Untitled. Mark Cassie, Tyler Gaffalione is going to be 2nd off. That's 22% angle for Cassie. This guy is a front-running type. Gaffalione isn't always the best on these. It's just going to depend on what the other horses in this race do to see how that lasts. 11, Attachment Rate, Dale Romans, Jose Ortiz. This was that big Derby horse, kind of the one long shot that everybody expected to be in the money, and actually didn't run well at all in the Derby. So just you might remember the name from that. Otherwise, you know, after the Derby, won an allowance race, has come back and not looked great, but I think is worth consideration, especially in your unders in race 7. Race 8, the Canadian Turf, a grade 3, 1/16 on the turf. Good solid race here. I'm going to go with the 6, Venezuelan Hug, as my top choice for Danny Gargan and Junior Alvarado, coming off of back-to-back wins, both in stakes races, is running really well right now, peaking kind of at the right time maybe to get the first graded stakes win. 2, Olympic Runner for Mark Cassie and John Velasquez. This horse, if you look at the running line here on DRF, it's pretty impressive. You look down and it's 1st, 2nd, 2nd, 4th, 4th, 2nd, 2nd, 4th, 2nd, 3rd, 1st, 1st. The horse always seems to be in it. And in all those races, there was a decent number of horses. So, I shouldn't say all, but most. It's working out very well. Definite contender here on 2, Olympic Runner. If you don't want to play him on top, better include him in your exotic bets. 5, Eons, Arnold Delcor, Irad Ortiz. Disappointed me in that Tampa Bay Derby or Tampa Bay Stakes last time. It was a grade 3 on the turf, ran 2nd. Had that horse on top that day. Would have been pretty sweet, but, 2nd place wasn't terrible. Late running type, Could make an effort here, just depending on pace scenario. Delcor usually has them dialed in. Kind of fares a little bit better at your B tracks rather than your A tracks, but nonetheless, a quality conditioner. Looking to go one more deep here. You could look at number 9, Winter's Back, Todd Pletcher. Kendrick Caramouche is going to be out here riding. Pletcher likes using Caramouche on these guys that are front-running types. Uses them in New York quite often on these horses and is actually shipping them over here. Also, Caramouche is going to be riding in some later stakes as well. But interesting to see how he can do on the front end with this horse. That's kind of his specialty as well as the horses. So one that'll be tough to leave out on your ticket. Race number 9, the Windstar Gulfstream Park Mile, a grade 2 on the dirt. This is one that I figured is a wide open race. I actually think several of these could win. I do think Performer, coming off a nice win last time, just got the win. Before that, well, if you look at Performer, 6 wins, 2/3 in 8 starts. So he's never finished out of the money. 6 of 8 off of a bullet work. Just won a grade 3. Just don't see how you go against this horse in this scenario here. Odds are not going to be fantastic, but, this horse is riding really well. Second choice in this race is going to be number 6, Avant Garde. Avant Garde is also riding really well right now. Finished 3rd in that last race, kind of a late runner in that situation, but is not always the closing type. It can sometimes run close to the lead, so I'm really interested to see how J.J. Castellano does with this horse. Has never ridden this horse, but the horse is 5 for 7 at Gulfstream with a 2nd and a 3rd. Definitely want to include this horse. Could be primed for the upset. Number 5, Fearless. Pletcher horse coming off of a long layoff, actually. This horse had high hopes. Ran in the grade 2 Stevens Foster against some quality horses. Tom's Detat by my standards. Fared well, but just didn't have a shot at really beating those guys at that point in his career. What else am I looking at? 2-1. Let's look over at the 1 horse. Fat Man, J.K. Sweezy, Paco Lopez. This horse is better racing days or maybe behind him, but still some opportunity here to pop one. Is kind of a late runner, but does have that tactical speed. And then, of course, number 2, Tax. Really disappointed in the Pegasus World Cup, although that was a tough field. Let's see here. We've got, before that race, had won a grade 3. It's running a grade 2, grade 1, grade 3, grade 1, grade 2, grade 1, grade 1. Does have a grade 1 win in the Jim Dandy, so has checked that box. Nice horse, I just don't know this horse will be able to make it happen after that Pegasus. That Pegasus was pretty rough, so I worry there's, even though it was a tough group that he ran against, I worry something's off with the horse, so that's why he's a little bit further down in my standings. Race number 10. We've got an allowance optional claimer of 62, 1/16 on the turf. I'm going to go for a torpedo play here with the number 7 horse, Caninos. Off the layoff is a 22% angle for Brad Cox. Throwing out the last effort, just didn't run well. Before that, had run a Kentucky Downs in a big stakes race. Ran 6th in that one. It's not actually won since March of 2020. But Brad Cox is doing well right now. This horse definitely can run late, and I think that's going to be an important asset in this race. So I'm going to go for a long shot here with number 7. Another runner I've always liked is number 2, Opry. for Todd Pletcher, Irad Ortiz. Well-deserving 5-2 morning line here. This horse at the distance is 2-3. Is a good, can run late, can run early. Versatile horse. Let's see what the plan is in this race. But I think Opry is one that, you know, maybe just a sentimental favorite because had this horse in the With Anticipation back in 2018 and went off something like 4-1 and just, you know, kind of surprised him that day. And ever since then, I've probably lost more times with him than I've won, but just like the horse. So number 8 is going to be my third choice. Bodie Cream, Mike Maker, Jose Ortiz, coming off a near win in the Woodchopper Stakes over at Fairground. Before that was second in the Gio Ponte. Before that has 2 third place finishes in Graded Affairs. So obviously a quality horse. You know, definitely a contender here. Number 9, Street Ready, is one that probably won't get much attention. And it's coming off a layoff for Ian Wilkes, Miguel Vasquez, and the mount. Nice horse. I would like to have seen one more race before this. Although this could be a tune-up for some mount. So number 9, Street Ready, is going to be my final choice here in the 10th. Race number 11, back to the Graded Stakes. We've got the Honey Fox Mile on the Turf. My top choice is actually going to be number 6, Zophel, Brandon Walsh, Irad Ortiz, coming off a win in the Grade 3 last out here on the same turf. It was a nice effort then. Can see no reason why we can't have the same kind of race today, other than number 2, Got Stormy. Got Stormy is a $2 million lifetime winner. Has been sprinting since September. So going back to that mile distance, you know, makes you wonder why that decision was made now to go back to that distance. Obviously had a lot of success at the mile, was 8-17 with 5 second place finishes and 2 third place finishes. So 15 out of 17 in the money. But just having gone back to the sprint and then back to the route worries me a little bit. But nonetheless, you got to respect this horse. Got Stormy is my second choice. Number 4, Ricetta, William Mott, J.J. Castellano, coming off of bullet work. A nice bullet work, actually. Ran in that Saratoga Oaks and finished 6th. Has not run since then, so we'll be coming off a bit of a layoff. But a nice horse with a shot here. If you're feeling a little frisky, you could go with an all from that race. Bet into the number 3 horse in the 12th race, who is going to be an anchor in the Devona Dale, the Grade 2 VQuist. This horse won the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Filly. It's the first race back off of that, so coming right back into graded company. Had won, I guess, the maiden race, actually didn't even win the maiden race. And came back at Saratoga and won the Spinaway by 9 lengths, finished 2nd in the Frisette, and then won that Breeders' Cup by 2 lengths. So VQuist, a nice horse. Looking for a big effort again here today. Number 6, Crazy Beautiful, also ran in that Breeders' Cup race with VQuist, finished 6th. That race just ran a good effort, had a good time, just didn't really punch towards the end of that race. So also going to be coming off that layoff, but I like the class on this one. Number 5 would be my third choice, Millie Fuil. I guess that's how you say it. I don't know. Millie Fiuli, John Velasquez, Bill Mott. This horse has run 1st or 2nd in each race of her short career. Has only raced 3 times. Nice horse. Let's see what she does here off the layoff. First time racing at Gulfstream. Moving on to race 13. The very one, a grade 3, mile and 3/16 on the turf. I went back and forth on this race. I think it's a pretty tough race, a wide open affair. Another, you could go 3 into an all in this race for the double, if you really like Vaquist, like I do. Number 6, California Queen, Chad Brown, is going to be my top choice. First time runner in the U.S. at Elope de Vega. Hasn't run October, but it seems like one of those classic brown horses that comes over and really impresses. If not, there's a horse I like, number 10, Sister Hanan, coming off of a bullet work, Ben Crowbrook, Corey Lannery. Lannery has had himself a nice little meet. Looks to be able to get a nice late running trip here with this one. Is just going to have to make his own luck towards the end, but I think it's definitely one that could do that. Number 3 is going to be my third choice. Antoinette could get on the front end and go. This horse definitely needs to be on the lead. Doesn't look to be that much speed in this race, so could steal it here. Antoinette, the 3 horse. Want to go a little bit deeper. Look at number 5, Heavenly Curlin for Mark Cassie and John Velasquez. Horse had won 3 in a row before the Le Proyette last time out. Definitely a talented horse to take a look at. A couple other horses to look at. Bacchanalia, Chad Brown, number 7, first time in graded company, coming off of a win and an optional claimer. And then number 9, Warlike Goddess, is one that is 2 for 2, is making the natural progression from maiden special weight to allowance to stakes company. So one that I think is worth a look. Could surprise here. Right now sitting at 10 to 1. Definitely worth the time and look. The big race, the grade 2 Fountain of Youth. Kentucky Derby points awarded here, I believe. Anyway, pretty sure it's a Kentucky Derby race. It's pretty late, so maybe I'm second-guessing myself for no reason. But I'm going to go to the number 8 horse, Greatest Honor, which won the Holy Bull in pretty convincing fashion last out. I think there's going to be a lot of horses running for the front here, tiring each other out, giving the number 8 Greatest Honor the perfect scenario, perfect setup as he had last time. Number 2, Prime Factor, was really disappointing in the Holy Bull as the beaten favorite. Just not sure what happened there after a huge debut. I'm going to give this horse one more shot to make it happen. I don't know that I would play as equally as I would the 8 horse, but definitely one I want to give a good look at and kind of see where the price is at. See where the price is at before I make a decision. Number 4, Fire at Will. So this is a horse, was a big score in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Turf at 30 to 1. Had this horse in my picks that day and really made for a great Future Stars Friday. Don't know, coming off the layoff, how this horse will do, especially coming off of the turf. So I guess they're... want to give this shot, at least one, maybe 2 shots at a Kentucky Derby run. You got a nice horse. You may as well give him a shot. Can't argue with the connections. So let's see what happens. I think it's a quality horse. Could make it happen. I definitely want to consider this horse, as well as number 1, Drain the Clock, who, other than losing the rider at Delta Downs, in a race, has won every other race in pretty convincing fashion. So this is going to be your speed horse. Let's see if this horse can use the Saffy juice to keep going. If not, there's others that will be waiting in the wings. So the Fountain of Youth should prove to be a pretty nice race for the day. All right, got through 14 races in 30 minutes. Not a lot of fluff, just a lot of angles a lot of discussion. Hope you guys find it helpful. Hope it helps you score some nice ones for all of us. And, you know, enjoy the day of racing. Get a chance if you get some wins. Even if you don't get some wins, you just enjoy the content. Want to help keep things going out here for me. Donations are accepted. You can find that on the website, how to do that, or contact me. Again, thank you for checking this out. Hopefully you'll find some winners, find some valuable information from it. It's going to be an early day, so hopefully you can just kind of go race by race if you need to. That's why I try to keep it short and sweet. All right, be back at it soon. Good luck. Take care.